While Tyson reported record earnings for its fiscal year, the same did not happen for Bentonville-based Car-Mart. Roby Brock with content partner Talk Business Arkansas has more in this weekly update.
Tyson Foods closed its fiscal year on a strong note as it posted record sales and earnings while announcing several leadership changes in its management structure. The Springdale-based meat company recorded fourth quarter earnings of $261 million on sales of $8.9 billion. 1 year ago, Tyson Foods posted net income of $185 million on revenue of $8.3 billion. For the full year, Tyson Foods registered profits of $778 million. Revenue topped $34.3 billion. In the previous fiscal year, Tyson recorded net income of $583 million on sales of $33 billion. America's Car-Mart reported higher sales and lower profits as company officials noted that competitive pressures continue to squeeze margins. The Bentonville-based Buy Here, Pay Here used car dealer posted net income of $5.8 million in its second quarter. That was down from $7.3 million 1 year ago. Revenues, however, climbed higher to $121 million compared to $110 million for the prior year's quarter. Vietnamese-based Vinh Long, a manufacturer of a variety of home furnishing products made from natural fiber mixed with industrial materials, will locate a new manufacturing facility in the former Bosch building in Morrilton. The company will invest $5 million in the plant and add 75 workers. The new facility, to be known as Vinh Long Arkansas Limited, will manufacture storage furniture and kitchen cabinets for potential retailers such as IKEA and other outlets. American Tubing of Springdale, a leading producer of copper assemblies and components for use in the air conditioning and refrigeration industries, announced plans on Wednesday to expand. The company will add a $3.2 million 20,000 square foot addition to its Springdale location, including 50 new jobs. A study commissioned by the Arkansas legislature suggested the state could realize more than $100 million in savings each year from a variety of programs under the umbrella of the Department of Human Services. The Alexander Group report includes 32 recommendations for short-term and long-term initiatives. It claims the short-term initiatives could save the state between $65 and $98 million a year, and that the long-term initiatives could save the state between $46 and $63 million a year. Home sales in Arkansas remained strong in October, rising nearly 14% from 1 year ago. Craighead County had a particularly robust month, with home sales jumping nearly 65% from October 2012. Average home prices for the month dipped 2% statewide. Year-to-date, home sales in Arkansas have risen more than 12% from 1 year ago, and average home prices are up 2%. I'm Roby Brock, and this has been your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large comes from Bank of the Ozarks. Committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.